Hello, and welcome to the Cassandra Lyons Inspirational Podcast. I am your host, Cassandra Lyons, and it is my greatest pleasure to share with you inspirational and high vibrational content that will allow you to connect deeper within, to fully trust your inner knowing, and live the life that lights you up and that you love with greater ease, joy, and fun. And so it is. Let's dive in. Sometimes you just need to go for it. You need to just step in and start speaking, start sharing what's on your heart, what are in your thoughts, your perspectives. And today, in my very first episode of this podcast, I wanted to share something really spectacular to me, something that has been truly transformative in my life, something that is really incredibly empowering. It's an analogy that came to me while I was meditating one day, where it was all about, well, actually, at first I didn't really understand it fully until I kind of came out of the meditation, and then it became so clear. And the more that I've shared this and the more that I've thought about it, it's really pretty remarkable. Excuse me. What our guidance, however, whatever you believe that to be, is giving us at any moment to better live fully in our light and shine our light and to enjoy life more fully. So listen closely and see what this means for you, what comes up for you. No judgment, no worries about however this makes you feel, just an opportunity to grow and learn and discover more about yourself. So imagining yourself sitting in this wide open space. For me, it was a desert. I've spent some time in the desert, so it made sense. I lived in New Mexico for about 5 years. And so imagining that I was standing in the desert and I saw a horse coming towards me with a person on the back. And there was no sounds, no noise. Nobody was talking. It was just this moment in time where I saw a horse with a person riding towards me. And at the time, I don't think I even recognized who the person was on the back of the horse. But I did, however, receive a telegram from them. They reached over and handed me this telegram. And then they turned around with no emotion, just turned around and rode away. And I am standing there in the middle of the desert with this telegram. And I opened it up and realized that it was the growth. It was the lessons. It was the learnings from whatever experience at that time was getting my attention. It was showing me where I had been stuck. It was showing me a window into my inner thoughts and feelings, beliefs, you know, limiting beliefs, things that were standing in the way of me moving forward, of me being in my power. And that's a key word, power, in my power. And so as I took this new metaphor or analogy. I need to clarify the difference between the two. They still kind of, even though I read what they are, they still get me confused sometimes. But as I sat there with this new, we'll call it a analogy, this new, no, I like metaphor better. And as you get to know me, you'll realize that I get so many downloads of thoughts and information that sometimes I have to just work my way through them. So, but we'll go with metaphor for this case. So when I'm sitting there with this new metaphor, and this is how podcasts go, my heating just turned on and I have a sneezy cat. But the nature of working from home and recording from home, very first podcast. So excuse me, bear with me as I navigate my way to this metaphor. So when I started to truly understand this metaphor, it made me realize how often we put our power outside of ourselves. We have an experience with someone, or we experience something, and immediately we go into bringing our energy and awareness outward because we're uncomfortable. We want to, it's our kind of learned behavior of wanting to fix that which doesn't feel good, so we put our energy outside of us. But even those people who know and realize that, you know, we are personally responsible for our emotions and our feelings, it really takes a practice to look at what's happening around you, what's happening in your life, what you're experiencing, and not to make it about the other person, but to realize that in a vibrational world, meaning that we're all energy, all our energy is vibrating in us, outside us, that we're offering a frequency based on what we're feeling and what we're focusing on, what we're believing to be true. So therefore, we're a magnet for that which most matches that. There's no blame. That's actually one of the beautiful things about this particular metaphor, is that it helps you to move from a place of blame, not blaming others, not blaming self, just getting to what is on that telegram so that I can truly get into that space of learning the lessons, learning the, you know, having the growth, having the experience of getting back into my power and moving on and really getting into living life more fully. Because so often what happens when we have an experience with someone else, when we have an experience in our life, is that we start telling stories based on past experience, based on things that didn't feel good in the past. It's like what has happened is that we've planted, at some point we had an experience and we planted a seed. And whatever that feeling was, then anything that we experienced in our life after that, we added that into the nurturing of that seed. And so we can either be nurturing the seed of love or nurturing the seed of fear. And so when you understand that you have this plant, and this plant is just all the culmination of everything you have ever felt that feels familiar, then what you can do is you can start to look at, okay, what do I want to be? What seeds do I want to be planting instead? And so when we are in that metaphor and we take from that experience what's on the telegram, and we let the person who is on the horse, or the experience that's on the horse, let them ride away, because truly it's about us. It's what's happening in our own being. That's what we have control over. So yes, maybe it's not about trying to absolve the other person of what behaviors they chose to do in that moment, But when you understand energy, and when you understand vibration, when you understand law of attraction, when you understand the empowerment that you have within you to know how you're feeling, to identify how you're feeling, to notice what seeds you're planting, to notice what seeds you're nurturing, that's where you get your power. We cannot change other people's behavior. We cannot make other people feel a different way. We can influence by how we choose to feel and how we're showing up, but ultimately, that's kind of like trying to push a boulder up a hill. But when you come back into your own self, when you decide to take the telegram, let the person or the experience ride away off into the sunset, and you're left with what's the message on the telegram. And if you look at the telegram in not a way of, this is being done to me, but I've attracted this in to grow and learn. There's a freedom in that, and there is growth in that. There's empowerment. You're thinking in terms of like energy. Imagine if what you wanted to do is make it about that person on the horse. Where is your energy flowing to? The person on the horse. How do you feel? You feel weak. You feel disempowered. You don't feel in a place of strength. But now if you realize that this experience happened to help you grow and learn, and not from that being punished, not from some outside source, but from within your own soul, within your own desire to expand and grow. The universe is always expanding. So your own desire to grow and expand. And so you take this in, and it takes time. It takes practice. This isn't just about trying to just say like, okay, you have this really awful experience with somebody and you're just supposed to be like, oh, okay, I'll take the telegram and I'm just going to read it and it's all good. No, it's just about, if you understand it, then in a moment that you have an experience with someone else or a situation, you can then go, wait, I feel like, I call it the compost. The stuff that doesn't feel good, the gross stuff, the tough stuff, the really awful things in the world, it's the compost. I don't look at it as bad. I look at it as, it is really awful. But when you can get into the healing aspect of it, when you can actually calm your nervous system, when you can get into that space of feeling out of the fight, you know, when you're no longer in the fight or flight mode, when you're in the place of ready to grow from it, then you can, you know, come back to your breath. And that's when you take a step into the direction of looking at the telegram. You don't have to look at the telegram right away. Get yourself back into feeling even just a little bit of relief, even feeling a little bit better. And when you're ready, open the telegram. And so it's not about jumping from the compost to joy. Life is a series of steps. And as you choose to take, you know, whatever step from wherever you are in any given moment, you're either going towards the sun, that which feels good, or just further down your ray of sunshine. That's another analogy for another time. So let me know how this has impacted you today. How are you feeling? Do you feel a sense of connection to your power again? Does this give you an opportunity to realize that maybe the next time you have an experience that doesn't feel good, you might pause and take a breath, put your hand on your heart, put your hand on your belly, and just breathe for a second. Just acknowledge if you feel like you're in the compost. And I will go back into that, you know, more later as well, understanding, you know, the compost and how that's helping us too. But for today, I'm so grateful that you are here. This is my very first time, and thank you for allowing me to mumble through this with my headset and with the sounds, and just the learning of this process, but sometimes you just have to step in from where you are. And I'm sending so much love to you today, wherever you're at in your life. And please let me know, comment and let me know how this impacted, or what thoughts came up for you, or if you have any questions, please let me know that too. Till next time, sending so much love and light your way. I see you, I honor you, and sending blessings. Namaste.